Thursday, July 5th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. At this time, we have no reason to believe that the U.S. will not impose tariffs on $34 billion in Chinese goods Friday, or that China will not retaliate in kind. Markets globally were preparing for that event. There are another $16 billion in tariffs going through the process to come shortly thereafter. Reuters says that Beijing considered going first with the tariff announcements, but decided against it so that it could blame the United States with firing the first shot in the trade war. The tariffs will hit international supply chains, including U.S. companies. China is also preparing other measures to make life for U.S. companies doing business in China miserable. Some would ask, so what else is new? U.S. companies doing business in China have long complained about how hard they made it on them. Trump is not wrong that China pursued many unfair trade practices and stole intellectual property. Whether or not these issues could have been resolved without going to war on trade appears to be a moot point. Now the objective is to bring about change without the trade war destroying more than we gain. The ag sector will not win, even if Trump does. China will make up for buying fewer soybeans in part by using more corn. The rations will not be balanced, but they will use what they have. Reuters says that may jeopardize China's plan to build ethanol plants as their stockpile of corn will be drawn down in other ways. They had reportedly only begun construction of one ethanol plant, but had many planned. That plan is reportedly on hold. The bright side of that is that they will reduce the global carryover stocks of corn as well as create a potential market for U.S. ethanol as part of an overall trade agreement. China has also not put initial tariffs on U.S. liquefied natural gas, which shows its sensitivity to its energy needs. The plan was for the United States to export $9 billion in liquefied natural gas to China within 2 to 3 years. Unless they declare peace, that is not going to happen easily. The embargo of trade with any country that buys oil from Iran by November will be the equivalent of more than just a trade war with China, as it would threaten China's security. This threat doesn't get as much press, but do people think that Donald will not follow through on it? First, there are the issues of this first round of tariffs being exchanged. Donald told our trading partners not to respond to his tariffs imposed on steel and aluminum, and only Japan is complying. Canada, Mexico, the European Union, and China all are. 7 countries had filed complaints over them with the WTO. The next question is how Trump responds. He typically hits back harder, so the real threat will be in what follows, constituting the next round of salvos in the trade war. China cannot compete with us tariff for tariff, so is preparing all sorts of other nasty ways to hurt back. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. In the 1930s, when a trade war worsened the Great Depression, the percentage of trade that made up global GDP was much smaller for both the United States and global economy than it is today. They're now calculating that a trade war between the United States and China would tip the global economy into stagflation and take 2% off corporate earnings. That would be an optimistic assessment. There are many Pandora's boxes being opened. The impact is more than enough to wipe out the fiscal stimulus of the U.S. tax cut and put many countries into recession. World War II followed the Great Depression. It would not be too hard to make that connection. We now have a growing global economy along with a relatively low level of geopolitical conflict. As trade and economic angst inflate, so will global conflict, i.e. the coming disorder. The negative drag on the global economy is already showing, but I do not believe that this factors significantly into Donald's concerns, as he is pursuing an America First agenda. That agenda has less compassion for the rest of the world. That resonates positively with many Americans. On the dairy industry, if things are as tough in the dairy business as they say, there should be no shortage of hamburger beef in the months ahead, as the industry is being shook out and the dairy cow slaughter increases. A 111-year-old Southwest Michigan University dairy farm is getting out of business by mid-next year. Chinese and Mexican tariffs on U.S. dairy production is expected to add another pallet of bricks to the weight of supply being carried. U.S. consumers love cheese, but the dairy industry is overdoing the cheese business. The U.S. now has the largest stockpile of cheese it has ever had in over a century. Rising cheese demand has been compensating for declining milk demand, but with too much milk, the industry makes cheese out of it as one means to store it. Like the pork industry, the expansion of the U.S. dairy industry was predicated on export growth, and the loss of TPP and now tariffs are blocking market access. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.